if you want to set up an interview with Bob Pritchard, be prepared to hear something like, "Meet me at my table at the fair," or "I'm on my way to a meeting on campus, I'll call you afterward," or "I have a few minutes, but I'm about to cut a ribbon." On a recent hot summer afternoon, the place to be was the steamy Target parking lot in DeKalb for the annual National Night Out event. Pritchard had a booth, but wanted to get out and circulate.
Mr. Golden, do you have good brats or are these old brats that you've just warmed up?
We got the best brats in the whole place.
Pritchard was eager to hear what longtime DeKalb Scout leader Cliff Golden and Troop 33 were up to.
So,
yeah, I was sorry to hear you're not running.
Well,
you had my vote.
Everything comes and goes, and this gives me more time to help with the Scouts.
This is what Pritchard says he'll miss most about the job.
Too often we get so engaged in issues we forget about the basics, and that's having fun with our friends and neighbors.
The 72-year-old Republican from Hinckley is up for election next year and decided he's not going to run again.
It's been fun in Springfield over the years, but lately it has not been as fun when we've got gridlock and people just so diametrically opposed and they won't compromise. You know, that's what government is all about. It's supposed to be the art of compromise. And we seem to have lost that, both in Washington as well as here in Illinois. And we need to try to reclaim that. And certainly we need legislators that respect that tradition, that we try to get the best for all the people.
But it can't be easy to leave after 14 years. Pritchard was appointed to the 70th district seat in 2003 when fellow Republican Dave Wersing died in office. Before that, he served as DeKalb County Board Chair, was on the Hinckley Big Rock School Board, and was in agriculture-related broadcasting and public relations. As a lawmaker, he's known for his work on education issues, particularly higher education and funding reform.
And I certainly have enjoyed it. I certainly enjoy trying to keep the common resident aware of what's going on in Springfield. But as I said, it's just become more difficult to get anything done. And the frustration and, you know, just looking at this last year, all of the special sessions, all of the sessions a speaker calls and then cancels and then reschedules. You have no personal time. And it's only supposed to be a half-time position, even though I've said it's a full-time position. But what really is frustrating is when you miss local parades and you miss community events and you miss family events. That's when I say it just is becoming too onerous. And it's time for someone else to come and share that pain of creating public policy.
And it's been a painful year. Pritchard has worked on bipartisan efforts for school funding reform. In July, he was one of 15 Republicans to vote for an income tax hike. His attempts at compromise have led to a backlash by many in his party, especially on social media.
One of the challenges I've had is people have criticized some of my votes. Well, did you really know the issue? Did you really know what that bill does and who it would help and why it was important to consider it now? I mean, it's too easy to just say, well, the other side sponsored it or we're just bailing out Chicago. Well, that's not the case at all.
In his 14 years as a state representative, Pritchard has served under two Democratic governors, Rod Blagojevich and Pat Quinn, and one Republican, Bruce Rauner. And things have changed in Springfield. And the change that really bothers Pritchard is in the attitudes of lawmakers.
Some of them don't care about certain things. And I've tried to reflect all segments of our community because everyone deserves a voice. And there are issues that we're going to be voting on. And if you don't understand those issues, how can you vote that would help whatever that issue is? So you've got to be able to interact. You've got to be concerned about all the people and not just certain things. And that's so often what we see. In Springfield, we hear, I don't have a college or a university in my district. I don't care about higher ed. Or I don't care about human services or early childhood. My kids are older. And all of these issues are important to a vibrant community.
So who would he vote for 70th district representative? Pritchard says it's too early to say. He knows he wants a representative who has a passion for interacting with people.
Now that I've announced, people can start to think about it, whether learn more about the job, because that's the worst thing is you get somebody to come in with an image of what they can do in Springfield, they're going to change the world, and find out that Mr. Madigan still controls the house. So you got to have some realistic expectations, You've got to have, you know, that core of supporters that are going to help you get out what needs to be done and get organized. So that can happen from many different fields and professions, and I'm here to help explain and talk to people about the challenges and opportunities and rewards.
Pritchard says he always felt being a state lawmaker wasn't a permanent position. People need to get in there, do the work, get pretty good at it, and then go back to their pre-capital lives. For him, it's the family grain farm in Hinckley, where he plans to do some driving and run errands for his son.
You also do a lot of evaluating, planning, selling, cleaning out grain bins. There's always work to be done. And as I said, spending time with family is something that I perhaps was a little bit too active when my kids were young, so I want to spend time with the grandkids.
With just a few months left in his term, Pritchard doesn't plan to act like a lame duck lawmaker.
I don't see any difference in the rest of my term. I'm going to continue to go into parades, going to town festivals, going to, you know, fairs and shows like the 4-H show down in Sandwich, and bidding on some livestock to help the young people. That's just part of representing the area and showing that you care. And that's one of the biggest messages people want to hear, because they think nobody in government cares and it's all just for, you know, lining their pockets.
And with that, State Representative Bob Pritchard heads back into the National Night Out crowd. He's spotted a Wonder Woman impersonator and wants to ask if he can borrow her lasso of truth. It compels people to tell the truth, and he thinks it might come in handy in Springfield. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News. I can tell this.